You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Kimberly Adams. Let's start the week off with big news out of China, the world's second largest economy, one which is, we learned today, growing at a much slower rate than before. This matters for the rest of the world for a lot of reasons, one of which is that China is, in many ways, the hub of the global supply chain. It's the source of many of the products that are currently stuck on ships waiting outside U.S. ports or waiting to get even close to U.S. ports. But the country is also facing its own economic troubles. Marketplace's Justin Ho gets us going.
One big problem that China's economy is facing is its power supply. China's grid still relies heavily on coal, and lately, coal has been in short supply.
There was a natural disaster. There was some flooding that flooded parts of where they were producing coal.
Damian Ma is managing director of the think tank Macro Polo at the Paulson Institute. He says the factories that need that coal are having trouble making products other countries are buying.
It's really heavy industry in China, like steel, that is really facing the brunt of the power shortages, in part because they're the biggest energy guzzlers.
Meanwhile, China is implementing strict COVID safety measures at factories and ports, says Christopher Balding, senior fellow at the Henry Jackson Society.
So whether it's one individual that works at the port or whether it is potentially one shipment in an entire port that tests positive for COVID, they will shut down the entire port for 1 to 2 weeks.
Ports can always reopen, and China has plenty of coal it can mine, says Anne Stevenson-Yang at J Capital Research. What's more troubling long-term, she says, is China's real estate sector.
You know, this massive speculative market in real estate and excess construction.
Lately, there have been signs that the real estate market could be starting to crack. Stevenson-Yang says that could have a big impact on the wealth and purchasing power of Chinese consumers.
And then you're going to have secondary effect on international companies that have big businesses in China, like GM and P&G and Unilever, this type of company.
Moody's estimates that the property sector and other related industries make up nearly a quarter of China's GDP. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.
Bringing it back home to the U.S. and the American housing market, you know how Zillow and some other online housing sites started buying houses recently? Instant offers and such? Well, Zillow said over the weekend that basically it bought a bit too much house, or rather too many houses, and it doesn't have enough operational capacity, aka people, to do the work of fixing up all those houses and selling them. That news was first from Bloomberg, which reports the company is hitting pause on buying houses for the rest of the year. Marketplace's Andy Euler has more on what this means for Zillow's business model and the real estate market overall.
Zillow's what's called an iBuyer, and like Opendoor and Redfin, it uses algorithms to figure out what to pay for a house, then it buys it, then it sells it. Anthony Orlando teaches real estate at Cal Poly Pomona. He says those computers are good at coming up with a price for houses, but they can only do so much.
So I think what Zillow is finding is that even with the advances of technology, it's still hard to operate at that kind of scale when you have to do that many individual transactions.
Zillow says it has plenty of cash, it just doesn't have enough on-the-ground workers and vendors, folks to install that farmhouse sink or repair a roof. The company said it tried to ramp up hiring over the last few quarters, it just couldn't keep up. But Rajiv Dhawan, professor of economic forecasting at Georgia State University, says he thinks Zillow's also probably recalibrating as it looks at the real estate market's near-term future.
There is a demand and supply problem both. The iBuyers are like asking for too much. And on the buying side, this company is saying, maybe I don't want to pay you that much. I'm not going to make any money on this deal.
It's true that in a lot of the country, the real estate market has finally started to cool down. Susan Walker of the Wharton School says there are a couple of things working against Zillow right now.
Interest rates going up, which will hurt financing costs, and prices going down. That's a double whammy on the business model of iBuyers in a cyclical market.
And so she says hitting the pause button on buying more houses could be a prudent approach for iBuyers right now. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.